It's wonderful to have kindred spirits in life. I knew when I met this woman, about 10 years ago, I think, it's like, wow, here's somebody that knows Foley. Here's somebody whose very nonprofit organization is derived from a French word basically meaning to make do with what you got. If I've got that roughly, do I have that about right? Hang on as I try. It helps if I press on. Let's try that again.
Hi,
there you are.
Yes, bricolage means making artful use of what's at hand.
I love it. And everybody, I think, has a little bricolage in their brick of life.
Absolutely. Brick of life. That's awesome.
Is that where bric-a-brac comes from, I wonder?
Maybe. Putting it all together?
I never thought about that. This is Tammy Dixon, and welcome. You've got a hit on your hand. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Tell me how the idea for Southside Story came about and sort of what its history has been from being staged initially to where it is now.
Yeah, it's been a pretty long road. I moved back here. I'm not from here. I'm originally from Cleveland. Nobody get upset.
I was born in Cleveland?
Were you? So was I. Kindred spirits,
yes,
indeed.
But my family brought me here when I was 2, so it's okay. And Mayor Peduto has given me a special pardon for that.
A pardon? I might get one. I might be getting one. I'm not sure yet. I love Cleveland, though. And the reason, I moved here. I went to school here. I went to Carnegie Mellon University. And I left after 4 years, never thinking I would look back. But I met my husband, who is from here and lived here and had a company here, and decided to move here. And when I got here, I live in the Southside Slopes. And I recognized so many things. It felt like home. I come from an industrial place. I come from blue collar, salt of the earth, hardworking people, and it's in my blood. And so when I arrived here, I just felt a connection to this place, and I wanted to know more about my neighborhood specifically. What I see when I look out my back window is a beautiful view of the Monongahela River and the south side, and where right directly below me is where J&L used to be. And I was interested in that story. I'm really interested in stories of survival, and I was interested in how a community thrives, how a community survives after their identity, which J&L, I think, was the identity of this community for so long. When that disappears, what happens? And when it disappears in the sense that the entire building is gone, what are the people left with? And what happens when new people move in and don't really have an idea or a clue about the incredible history of this area? The steel that was made here built the rest of our country.
You know, I grew up, as I said, in Pittsburgh. I've lived here virtually my entire life since the age of 2.5. And I tell today's Pittsburghers that I used to come out of the Squirrel Hill tunnels heading downtown, and I would look off to the left, and there were huge flaming smokestacks,
yeah,
and steam and smoke and sounds,
yeah,
of J&L, Jones and Lachlan Steelworks, an entire integrated steel mill across what is now a beautiful, shiny, prospering, academic, and sort of research-oriented industrial park. And people look at me like, you're kidding. And it's amazing, and it's hard for me to express just what it was like.
Yeah, I don't think people know, and these stories really aren't being told, you know? And I think people's stories are important. I think we recognize ourselves and other people through their stories. And I wanted to tell these people's stories because I felt they were my stories in a sense, because I come from this area. And so I researched, I wrote this fellowship through the Theater Communications Group. I partnered with City Theater. And I wrote a fellowship to start working on this show. I wanted to also, I'm an actor and I'm a theater artist, and I wanted to know what it was like to be the captain of the ship from beginning to end. Often, as an actor, you're the last element that's brought into the process. So many other decisions are made before you arrive at the table. And I wanted to know what it meant to be a leader in that way and to have all that weight on my shoulders and to steer the ship. And so that's why it's a one-woman show. And I started researching. I started interviewing my neighbors. I started randomly walking up to people walking down Carson Street, asking them questions. Then in 2010, I did the Story Cart project where I dragged two chairs and a sign that said, "Tell me a story." And I would sit on a street corner, me in one chair and an empty chair beside me. And I would wait for people to sit down next to me and start telling me their stories. And I think we, sometimes it's easier to talk to strangers. Sometimes it's easier to tell secrets to strangers because we feel we release something and we don't have the consequences of them, you know, looking back at us and knowing, you know, these things. And so, that's that process started, and collecting and transcribing and then putting the show together took many years. And City Theater has been supporting this project from the beginning. And I did a reading at their Momentum Festival, and they thought it had potential, and they wanted me to continue the work. And then they offered me a show in their regular season, which I was blown away by. I had no, that wasn't in the plan. That wasn't in the vision for what I had decided to do.
And you're ahead. People love coming to your show. Now, it ran first about a year and a half ago, right?
Yes, it was in the 2012-2013 season. So it opened in November of 2012, and then we were supposed to close in December, but we got extended into January and of 2013. And then I was on hiatus for a while, and they decided they wanted to bring it back for a limited run. So I'm back for 3 weeks, and I'm in the middle of my second week right now.
Gosh, and thank you. For being with us. Now, you've got a show tonight,
right? I have two shows today, one at 2 and one at 5:30.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for being here. And I'll make sure that I get the website so that you can find out more information. City Theater is located on the south side,
indeed,
which makes sense. You and I, we were so busy just catching up and yakking off the air that I didn't ask you what you would like to share with us this morning. Do you have a single scene or a couple, or what would you like to do?
I think, you know, it's interesting because when you invited me on the show, I didn't really think about this Southside Stories being a children's show. And knowing your audience is more than children, I was thinking about what I could do. And I had a young person come to the show, a friend of mine, Jesse Poole Van Swole. His son Damien came to the show, and he's 11, and he sat in the front row. And, you know, when I come out to the show, I can see everybody. I'm looking at everybody, so I'm clocking everybody, and I see him, and I'm like, oh, how is this going to go? And Jesse posted on Facebook afterward one of the most beautiful things that someone's ever said about the show. He asked Damien what he thought about the show, and he said, "Well, I didn't understand everything, but what Tammy made me feel was that other people's stories are important."
Mm.
And that is amazing. That is exactly it. Other people's stories are important. That's how we connect to each other. You know, that's how we remember who we are.
Well, and very few people do understand everything. And, you know, yeah, as far as what you're going to share with us this morning, you know, I always joke that here at SLB, adults think they're listening to a kid's show. Kids think they're listening to an adult show. Some people wonder if we're a talk show or a music show. We're kind of still holding on to that belief that broadcasting actually can be broad.
Yeah.
And so you've got lots of people of all ages listening.
Yeah.
And, who, you know, are so devoted to hearing stories from other people. So I'll let you sort of take over and set the scene.
Okay.
And let me remind you, this is Tammy Dixon. She collected and wrote collected stories and crafted the play, the one-woman show, which is called Southside Stories, which is now at City Theater.
Okay, this is a excerpt from the latter part of the play. It's I lovingly call it My Pierogi Ladies. It is the last piece I wrote for this project. I wrote it in rehearsals while I was in rehearsals for the first run. And I went to visit, I went to St. John the Baptist Church, and I made pierogies with a bunch of women and men early in the morning on a Thursday, and it was wonderful. And I put my tape recorder down in the middle of the table, and they just started talking, and I wrote this this segment. And originally it was 5 women, and I almost lost my mind trying to do it, so I condensed the 5 voices down to 3 voices. So I'm going to be doing 3 different voices at the same time. I know it might sound confusing, but I thought, oh, it's radio, let's try this, let's see if it could happen. So, okay, let me just get in a space for 1 second, and I'll go. Okay.
You here to help? You here to make the pierogies? Your hands washed? Scrubbed? Now go on in there and get under them fingernails. Under water for 20 seconds. Hot water with soap.
She knows how to wash her hands.
Well, I should hope this isn't her first time. Use a paper towel to turn off the water and to open the door.
Leave her alone.
What? We're working with food here.
Just be nice.
Whatever. All right, you all set? Okay, put this hairnet on and let's get the pinching.
Don't mind her. She take care of everybody.
All right, I want you to sit near me so I can watch you.
They're real territorial here. You do it their way or no other.
Hey, there's a right way and a wrong way. I don't know how you like to do things, but I prefer to do things the right way.
Do like this, girl. Take the dough, put it in your hand, grab the potato, and then smoosh it down.
I don't smoosh, I wrap.
You're probably doing it wrong.
Pipe down.
There are many ways to close the pierogi. I smoosh then wrap. You try. Smoosh it down, then make a pinch like a little pie.
Oh, so she's the expert now.
She's been doing it longer than you.
Pauline, how long you been making pierogies? 45 years?
More than that.
50 years?
Pauline was pinching when I went to school here.
Oh, and you're as old as the hills.
I've been here 60 years almost. Pinching 60 years.
That's a lot of pinching.
Things were different back then.
Yeah, everything was done by hand.
When we first start, honey, everybody donates some because we don't have no money. I donate 25 pounds of flour, the other ladies donate the potato and the onion and the cheese, and everybody loved them.
They were the best back then and they're the best now.
Best thing back then was George's on 12th Street across from the playground. He sold 5 hamburgers for $1. Best hamburgers in the world.
We're not talking about hamburgers here.
Lots of things very different from when I first arrived in this country.
You're telling me they knocked all them houses down to build that stadium up there behind the church.
My father lived there in Midway.
Yeah, that's how little Ukraine got up the ball when all those people displaced.
Look at you, girl. You're doing so good. You're fast. You're not busy, girl. You come back and help us. Everybody welcome.
We're here every Thursday except for in the summer.
You get a free dozen to take home and eat for helping out today.
Oh, is that the only reason why you're here?
There's cheese, there's sauerkraut, there's potato and onion.
Don't eat the dough like this one. You'll get bloated.
Don't tell her that.
What? We can all tell you're doing it just by looking at you.
Penne shakemen yes jakatalfi. I tell her we need more potatoes.
Rows of 5, hon. We make rows of 5 here. Don't want you to get fired on your first day.
Don't tell her that. You'll scare her away.
Hey, hon. We don't need no amateurs here.
Pinch it so it's closed. Press hard, and then you put it on the tray. You're doing so good.
Hey, everyone. Miss Awashi had a birthday on the 13th, so we're going to sing Manahayalita.
I love that song.
You just mouth the words. Manahayalita, Manahayalita.
Manahayalita, Manahayalita.
Vazdrovie,
Vazpansanie.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Never ask a lady her age.
I'm 89. I was born in Ukraine. I come here December 49. We come from Germany. The Germans took us from Ukraine to work during the war. After the war, we were in camp waiting. Then we come to Pittsburgh. The train take us from Ellis Island to Station Square. When we first arrived, the priest announced in church that we come and ask if anybody could take us in. A family said yes, and we moved in with them onto 12th Street. The church sponsored many families after the war. We came here to have a better life. My children went to school here, took communion here, we go to church here, and now this is our life. And I thank God for that. I love Pittsburgh.
That's Tammy Dixon. That was miraculous. Absolutely miraculous. Have the women, those characters were based on, seen the play, do you think?
I believe that they have. I've had a number of people that I interviewed and based my characters on come and see the show. Some of the people that I interviewed, I just randomly ran into them on the street, and though I got their name, I didn't really connect with them further. So I have some people that recognize themselves and know that they're in the show, and others that have no clue. But all of them gave me permission to use their words.
And the church that you visited?
Yes, St. John the Baptist. It's on East Carson Street, right by Couples Stadium. I think it's like
around 8th. Yeah, I was going to say it's around 8th or 9th.
Yeah.
I think I've been, Ricky, we've been to that church a long time ago. Ricky and I actually operated a carnival booth at that church, I think. It was like 100 degrees. Yeah, the church had a big festival, and you had to throw, we had this crazy idea. We bought a bunch of glassware. Actually, we had it donated, and you had to throw, I think, a penny or probably a quarter. And if it landed in the glassware, you got to keep the glassware.
Oh.
And we did this for Radio Information Service for the Blind, which at the time had studios on the South Side, and I was on its board. But it was about 180 degrees at that time. It was really hot. But we had a ball there.
I did. I had a ball with these ladies as well. It was so much fun to make the pierogies, and they're so good. They're so good.
Now, you can get information by phone at 412-431-2489, 412-431-2489, or go to citytheatrecompany.org. Theatre in the fancy way, citytheatrecompany.org. Southside Stories runs now through the 26th at City Theater's Hamburg Studio, which is on the South Side, and I can't tell you how much I think you'll enjoy it. Stop by the website, which I'll post on our Facebook page too, so you can see what it was like when Tammy collected these stories, and also get as much information as you would like about actually attending. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I just want to thank my director, Matt Morrow, and everyone at City Theater. And thank you for bringing me onto the show. I love the radio. I love connecting with people. And I think your program is really awesome. And Pittsburgh is so blessed to have you.
Oh, the feeling is quite mutual. Thank you, Tammy. And get a little nap and then
yes,
break some more legs, but not too many.
Thank you so much.
That's Tammy Dixon. And stop by citytheatrecompany.org, or we just posted that on Facebook. Birthdays coming up in just a couple moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and then all 5 Grammy Award nominees for Best Children's Album are going to join us between 9 and 10 o'clock.